So what is something important you remember from your childhood? How does remembering that story shape who you are today? Today, we celebrate the most joyous day in our faith, Easter Sunday, when Jesus Christ rose from the dead. At the heart of this celebration is remembering. Not just recalling facts, but embracing a story so powerful it transforms us. So let's explore what happened that first Easter morning through the stories in Luke and Acts and discover how remembering can change everything. The first witnesses were women. In those days, women had a little status in society. They couldn't testify in court, and men rarely took their words seriously. Yet, God chose women to be the first witnesses of the empty tomb. While Jesus' disciples were hiding in fear, these faithful women went to care for Jesus' body. They loved Jesus enough to be there at his death and again at his tomb. Their fear didn't stop them from showing their love. The disciples, however, were paralyzed by fear. They had forgotten Jesus' promise that he would rise after 3 days. Even when the women rushed back with news of the empty tomb, most disciples couldn't believe it. Only Peter ran to check, and even then, Luke tells us he went away wondering about what had happened. There are two kinds of wondering. Interestingly, we can see two kinds of wondering in our story. First, the women wondered when they found the tomb empty, but their wondering led to remembering. When the angels in dazzling cloth appeared, they asked, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" Then they said these crucial words, "Remember what Jesus told you. Remember what Jesus told you." In that moment, the women recalled Jesus' words about his death and resurrection. Their wondering turned to belief, and they rushed to tell others. Second, Simon Peter wondered too, but his wondering didn't immediately lead to faith. He saw the empty tomb, but couldn't yet connect it to Jesus' promise of a resurrection. The power of remembering. Remember, this is the turning point of the Easter story. When the women remembered Jesus' words, everything changed. Their confusion transformed into faith, their fear into courage. Remembering was not passive. It led them into action as the first witnesses of the resurrection. To remember in the biblical sense is not just to recall facts. It means to bring a story back to life, to make it present again. When we truly remember, we don't just know about an event. We participate in it. In Acts, we see Peter later preaching a powerful summary of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. He had finally remembered and understood. He tells how Jesus went about doing good and healing, how he was killed, and how God raised him on the third day. Peter explains that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins. Peter's remembering led to bold witness. His preaching helps others remember the story of Jesus, not just as history, but as good news that changes everything. On this Easter Sunday, I invite you to remember the resurrection story. Don't just know it as a fact. Let it transform your life. When we truly remember what Jesus did, we become witnesses like those first women. We move from confusion to conviction, from fear to faith. Our own stories become part of the biggest story of Jesus. Remembering Jesus' resurrection is not just about the past. It's about how we live today. It calls us to action. The women remembered and ran to tell others. Peter remembered and began to preach. How will remembering shape your actions? I pray that the resurrection of Jesus becomes your story too. Let those around you discover Jesus' story through your life. Let your neighbors see in you the same love, hope, and new life that burst forth from that empty tomb. Remember what Jesus has done. Remember his promises and go forward as witnesses of the greatest news our world has ever known. Christ is risen, and he is risen indeed. Amen. Let us pray. Risen Lord, as we remember your victory over death, write your story on our hearts. Transform our wandering into faith, our memories into action. Make us bold witnesses of your resurrection power, bringing hope and new life to all we meet. Amen.